With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Relations between the United States and Ukraine taking a turn for the worse. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky have engaged in a bitter public feud, which is souring relations between the two countries. Zelensky, unhappy that he was left out of last week's talks to end the Ukraine-Russia war, said Donald Trump was living in a Russian-made disinformation space and wanted the White House team to be more truthful. The president snapped back, calling Zelensky a dictator without elections, and even blamed the Ukrainian leader for Russia's invasion 3 years ago. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump is set to meet with two key European allies this week. Both French President Macron and British Prime Minister Starmer will visit at the White House. The upcoming meetings coming at a time of heightened tensions as the president threatens to impose tariffs on all U.S. trading partners. Also at SRNnews.com, Israel ramping up the West Bank offensive and delays Palestinian prisoner handover. The latest on that story from correspondent Julie Walker.
Israel delays the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners, saying it wants assurances Hamas will no longer subject hostages to what it calls humiliating handovers after six hostages were freed Saturday, reuniting with their families. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says 63 hostages remain, but about half are dead, including a soldier captured in 2014. Meanwhile, in Beirut, hundreds of thousands attended the funeral of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah 5 months after his killing in an Israeli airstrike. I'm Julie Walker.
Cholera outbreak in Sudan, at least 60 are dead. This is SRN News. United States Army is out of the transgender business.
In a post on its official X account, the oldest branch of the U.S. military says this, quote, "The Army will no longer allow transgender individuals to join and will stop performing or facilitating procedures associated with gender transition for service members." This follows an order to that effect from new Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth on the orders of President Trump, who promised during his campaign to get the U.S. government and thereby the taxpayer out of the transgender business. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Fear changing the way Jewish people in the U.S. go about their daily lives. A new poll from the American Jewish Committee finds 56% of Jews say they have abandoned certain behaviors and dropped certain activities for the fear of anti-Semitism. Most common thing respondents say they do, avoid wearing any apparel that identifies them as being Jewish. This is SRN News. Major dog sled race forced to track even farther north.
A lack of snow along a dangerous stretch of the world-famous Iditarod sled dog race has led to its rerouting for the fourth time in its history. The ceremonial start will still be in Anchorage next Saturday, but the official start for the 33 teams will be 2 days later in Fairbanks, about 360 miles north, where it also began in 2003, 2015, and 2017. The race takes about 10 days all told, with the winner crossing the finish line in Nome. George Williams reporting.
French anti-terrorism authorities say four people in custody following a deadly stabbing in eastern France that authorities linked to Islamic radicalism. A Portuguese man was killed in the attack of Mulhouse near the German border. The prosecutor's office says seven police officers were also wounded. More details at SRNnews.com.